One morning, your affectionate daughter, who loved cuddles, suddenly recoils from your hug like you've committed a crime. The girl who once shared everything now guards her phone like state secrets. You wonder, what happened to my child? Here's the truth that changes everything. Nothing is wrong. This transformation isn't rebellion or rejection. It's the beginning of one of life's most misunderstood journeys, female adolescence. Rather than viewing these years as chaos to survive, what if we understood them as a predictable path with recognizable milestones? What if the mood swings, social drama, and door slamming actually signal healthy progress? Understanding the 7 developmental strands of adolescence transforms our entire relationship with teenage girls, from confusion and conflict to clarity and connection. When girls treat us poorly or make poor choices, we often take it personally, forgetting that adolescence isn't punishment girls inflict on parents, but a developmental phase they're struggling through. Picture your daughter as a swimmer and yourself as the pool's edge. She ventures into the water, the broader world, but returns periodically to catch her breath, seeking advice or sharing details. Just as you're enjoying this reconnection, she abruptly pushes off, sometimes picking fights or making cutting comments. She hurries back to independence because lingering feels babyish. This push-pull isn't cruelty. It's her unconscious strategy for practicing independence while maintaining safety. The formerly pleasant daughter, who now finds you embarrassing, isn't broken. She's developing exactly as she should. Navigate this by granting appropriate privacy, establishing regular family time, and leveraging side-by-side moments. Family meals benefit teens even when relationships are strained. Car rides offer unique connection opportunities. The lack of eye contact often encourages girls to open up. When she's ready to swim back, be there. When she needs to push off again, let her go. After distancing from family, teenage girls join a new tribe. Without tribal membership, they face returning to family dependence or navigating alone, a terrifying prospect driving the popularity obsession. Here's the key insight. There are 2 types of popularity. Sociometric popularity describes well-liked teens known for kindness. Perceived popularity describes teens with social power who are often disliked. When teens say popular, they typically mean girls who use cruelty for power, spreading rumors, orchestrating exclusion, threatening tribal membership. This meanness peaks around 7th grade when the brain's social power switch activates before the consequences consideration switch develops. Help daughters deconstruct popularity by asking, is she popular or just powerful? Do kids like her or fear her? The happiest teens aren't those with the most friends, but those with strong, supportive friendships. Even one good friend matters more than a dozen frenemies. When your daughter unloads about her day, she's not asking you to fix anything. She's using you as an emotional dumping ground, and that's exactly what she needs. School demands tremendous self-control all day, depleting willpower reserves. By unloading accumulated irritations at home, she can bring her best self to school tomorrow. The teenage brain remodels dramatically, starting with the limbic system, where emotions originate, before reaching the rational frontal cortex. Teens' emotional centers react more intensely than children's or adults, while calming mechanisms remain underdeveloped. This explains seemingly disproportionate meltdowns over minor setbacks. Parents often stumble by offering solutions when daughters need to vent. Recognize the difference. Complaining implies someone should fix the problem. Venting needs someone who cares to listen. When she leaves a bad test where you'll find it, then dismisses your concern, she's externalizing, unconsciously passing her emotional burden to you. Resist urgent action. Wait at least a day, or you risk bringing a sledgehammer down on a thumbtack problem. Around age 11, girls develop abstract reasoning and realize adults aren't infallible. Like Dorothy discovering the wizard is just a man behind a curtain, they scrutinize adults and notice many rules seem hypocritical or arbitrary. Though exhausting, honor her insight by having real conversations about your rules. Digital technology has eliminated behavioral speed bumps that once gave teens time to reconsider poor choices. With 12 to 15% of teens sexting, frame concerns around protecting their future plans rather than vilifying them. Make the behavior the bad guy, not yourself. Girls generally excel academically, outperforming boys in grades, graduation rates, and college enrollment, yet most encounter difficulties at some point. Recognize that teens ultimately control their outcomes, forcing success often backfires. Girls suffer more from test anxiety than boys. Simply mentioning gender differences can trigger stereotype threat, suppressing performance. Boys attribute failure externally. It was a dumb test. While girls blame themselves. I'm no good at this. The solution is cultivating a growth mindset, believing talents expand through effort rather than viewing abilities as fixed. When your daughter faces setbacks, help her reframe them as information about what to practice next, not verdicts on her worth or potential. Girls need help recognizing their inner compass amid social pressure, especially regarding romance and sexuality. Internet pornography has dramatically altered teens' romantic landscape. Research shows 2/3 of boys and over 1/3 of girls have viewed explicit material by age 14, shaping sexual expectations in troubling ways. Parents have 3 crucial jobs: alert daughters they have an inner compass, support them in asking for what they want, and ensure they know how to express what they don't want. Rather than expecting rigid boundaries in advance, acknowledge that desires evolve. You'll figure out what feels right as you go, but just because you've done something once doesn't mean you have to do it again. By high school's end, roughly 80% of adolescents have tried alcohol. Rather than simply forbidding drinking, which forces girls to abandon social lives or lie, acknowledge reality while setting clear expectations. Share factual information about substances' effects on the adolescent brain and welcome questions. The goal isn't controlling every choice, but equipping her to make wise decisions independently. Research shows teens with permissive parents are more likely to abuse substances than those whose parents enforce limits on truly risky behaviors. Conflicts with your daughter aren't failures. They're opportunities to build emotional intelligence. When you calmly acknowledge mistakes and feelings after a conflict, you're teaching her to reflect on mental states, a skill she'll carry into every relationship. Understanding the 7 developmental strands helps us view struggles as proof she's mastering these challenges. When we stop taking their behavior personally, we become better parents, knowing when to let them struggle and when to intervene. This doesn't mean detaching or caring less. It means caring differently, with wisdom instead of worry, with understanding instead of urgency. The girl who slams her door today might seek your advice tomorrow. Your job isn't to prevent her from pushing off or to follow her into the water. Your job is to remain steady at the edge, ready when she needs you, trusting the process even when it feels like rejection. This journey isn't about you losing your daughter. It's about her finding herself. The greatest gift you can offer is the freedom to do exactly that.